Packers running back Josh Jacobs pleading no contest to misdemeanor charges of battery and criminal damage to property in Brown County Circuit Court today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He was fined $1,000 on the battery charge and a deferred judgment agreement was accepted on the damage to property. It is expected the league will soon remove Jacobs from the commissioner's exempt list and impose a suspension, which is expected to be 6 games. Jordan Love entering his 4th season as the Packers' full-time starter at quarterback, and he's gotten better every year.
Understanding the offense a little bit more, understanding the protections a little bit more, what calls I need to get to, and being able to process everything a little bit faster. So I think year after year, you know, obviously you see more looks from defenses. You know, as we go back, watch film, break stuff down, you figure out the answers, and then, you know, it just starts clicking when you're at the line of scrimmage.
Packers practice today. They'll open their season Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's up there. It's definitely one of the toughest, especially you talk about week one. I think we all feel the excitement around it. You know, it's got a playoff type feel to it. So that'll be a challenge.
More NFL action tonight. The Rams and 49ers open their season in Melbourne, Australia. Brewers have the day off today following a 3-game sweep of the Cubs last night. The Brewers went 5-2 in 7 games against Chicago over the last 2 weeks. DH Christian Yelich.
You know, I think when you see the schedule come out at the beginning of the year, you kind of know that those games are going to matter and they're going to mean a lot. And, you know, even though we had a decent lead going into it, things can happen fast and you got to make sure you play well. So, you know, proud of the guys for doing what had to be done and, you know, making sure that we're ready to play a couple hard fought wins, you know, especially after we got blown out the first one. Everybody kind of just flushed it and, you know, got back to business.
They'll open a series against the Reds on Friday night, and a win would clinch a playoff spot. The Brewers will need 5 of 6 outcomes to go their way this weekend, a combination of Cubs losses to the Pirates and Brewers wins over the Reds in Milwaukee to secure the Central Division. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.